Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to the Live Inspired Podcast, Monday Morning Moments with John O'Leary. We record these around here so you and I can begin our days and these weeks and on fire with a burst of inspiration. Today, we're going to be talking about why we should not wake up from accidental living. And here's why. For more than two decades, I've written, I've shared, I've spoken about the joy of living a radically inspired life. And I've shared stories of individuals from around the United States and around the world who are on fire for good. These are individuals who want their lives to matter. They want their families to thrive. They want their communities to prosper. Recently, though, I've realized I've been neglecting a far larger audience, and I'm sorry about that. We've created far too few resources for our friends on the opposite end of the spectrum. We've basically ignored the friends who have decided that they don't want an inspired life, that one of those inspired lives is just not for them. These are the individuals seeking a monotonous, a humdrum, and uninspired life. Choosing to ignore them no longer, I've assembled a list of tips to ensure that they are liberated to follow their dreams of living the uninspired life that they desire. So here are my three tips to help those interested in achieving an uninspired life. This is important. You may want to write them down. Here we go. Number one, scroll your phone and turn on the news constantly. This is important. The average American spends slightly more than 7 hours each day on technology. That's right. 7 hours a day each day on technology, which means there are several additional hours that we could be on our screens. It's a massive, totally untapped opportunity to remain adrift, to be living someone else's life. So, with the 24-hour news cycle blaring how lousy the world is and with social media further dividing us, we should strive to spend more time glued to our phones, to our TVs, to our laptops. Take in all the bad that exists. Hate and resent people who think and act and worship differently than we do. Believe the rhetoric that at no point in history has it been more miserable to live than in these days. My friends, here's the key. Life's too short not to be pessimistic. So that's number one. Scroll your phone and turn on the news constantly. This is going to help us live an uninspired life. Number two, put on those masks. That's right. Although all great spiritual teachers remind us of the precious value within each moment, the importance of recognizing the dignity of our lives and the profound blessing of leading authentic lives, what do they really know anyway? My recommendation is to mold our words, our opinions, and even our appearances to fit whatever room we find ourselves in. We should hide our most authentic selves. We should pretend to be who we are not. We should do what is popular and to be who anybody else wants us to become. Don't just dress up and wear masks on Halloween. It's one out of 365. No, wear those masks every day. So number two is put back on those masks. Be inauthentic in your life. And then third, finally, maybe most important, comparison leads to joy. That's right. Comparison leads to joy. Most experts in emotional health strongly encourage us to stop comparing ourselves to others. Their research clearly points out that the negative consequences that come with living our lives in perpetual comparison to others has a negative consequence in ours. And yet again, why believe decades of research from some of the brightest minds in this space? Rather than comparing yourself each day with who you are, who you were, and ultimately who you could become, I say we take the easier route. Let's just spend our days and the rest of our lives comparing ourselves to the man next door, to the woman on TV, to the leader down the hall, to the total stranger on social media. Let's strive for their bigger house, their smarter kid, their fuller social calendar, their army of online followers. Let's stop wasting our time comparing ourselves ultimately to who we could become and just spend the entirety of our time comparing ourselves to everybody else. So there you have it. my top three, my friends. It is the best advice for those of us less interested in waking up from accidental living and far more interested in staying asleep. So there it is. And I want to remind you, as I do so often on these podcasts, that today is your day. In fact, this is important. If you made it this far, I hope you know this. Not only is it your day, it's April Fool's Day. I know those of you who are listening to my voice aren't seeking an uninspired life. Here's my real encouragement. Do the exact opposite of everything you just heard. Don't be scrolling on your phone and tuning into the news constantly today. Don't wear those masks. In fact, put them away. And finally, don't compare yourselves to those around you. Compare yourself to who you were, who you are, and ultimately who you could become next. That's a great way to wake up from accidental living. I want to thank you for being part of our Live Inspired Together community. I want to remind you, my friends, in spite of their news, that the foundation remains firm. Your life remains worthy, and the best is indeed yet to come. So for this time, and until next time, I'm looking forward to it. My name is John O'Leary. Today is your day. Live inspired.